Day 217, or August the 5th. I'm not one to complain, but our thoughts today are from Jeremiah chapter 20, verse 18. Why did I ever come out of the womb to see trouble and sorrow, and to end my days in shame? First, the big picture surrounding this verse. Jeremiah preaches to the people of Judah many times, but as well as God speaking to the people, God speaks to the speaker. He is told not to marry, which would be hard enough in the 21st century, but in ancient days, when families and the need for sons and heirs was so important, it must have been a real hammer blow for Jeremiah. However, he takes it, because he knows that God has a reason for his instruction, even though he never really found out why. Jeremiah ministers faithfully and details all of Judah's sins specifically, just in case they didn't know. Then in frustration, or maybe exhaustion, he complains to God because things aren't working out like he planned, and he just doesn't know why or how to handle this situation. And now the action step for today. People are often surprised that preachers are normal people, just like them. Jeremiah was a giant amongst God's servants, but he was a man, not an angel. He accepts God's will to remain unmarried, and faithfully delivers God's pronouncements on Judah. However, finally, he seems to crumple and question God's motives. Many of us have done this, I'm sure. I can't be the only one, can I? It may be that you suspect God only wants perfect people to serve him, and that weakness like this from Jeremiah is unacceptable. But you would be wrong. Even Jesus questions God in his last hours in the Garden of Gethsemane, when he says, "My Father, if it is possible, let this cup of suffering be taken away from me. Yet I want your will to be done, not mine." Jesus questioned, but wanted the best. Our questions are all allowed, even if they come from a heart doubting that God knows best. Ask your questions, but then get on with your life with his help.